from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins Council has agreed to establish and put up for bids two housing lots on the edge of the current Melview Park behind the Porcupine Mall. Mayor George Peary wants the proceeds to go towards the community-led redevelopment of the park into Porcupine Commons. Group member Carly Stringer only asked Council for approval of the park plan and to help with various administrative functions. The group will raise the $420,000 cost through corporate donations and government grants.
Our hope would be perhaps to consider it as a two-phase project if we have enough funding in place to proceed with some of it within 2022, perhaps the remainder 2023.
The design would be for all ages and abilities, drawing from the natural environment of the park. Only Councillor Corey Robin voted against the sale of the building lots. Instead, he wants more accessible parking for vehicles at the site. After 1 year in the virtual realm and a 1 year absence, the Timmins Summer Concert Series will be back this coming year. Organizers Peter Larigno and Julie Sear outlined plans to City Council this week. There will be 10 Wednesday evening events at the Hollinger Park from late June to late August. East End Councillor John Curley pointed out to Larigno the absence of mention of Bannerman Park in Porcupine.
The reason why Bannerman Park wasn't included in the presentation is because normally that whole series is funded by the Bannerman Park Committee. Oh, okay. So none of that funding was coming from the city or any of the sponsors in previous years.
Larigno assured Curley that Bannerman Park will be a venue. Testing for COVID-19 has turned up 4 new cases for the region covered by the Porcupine Health Unit. 2 are in Timmins. There's one somewhere between Fauquier and Opisatika, and one in the Hurst-Horn Payne area. The total since the pandemic began is now 2,322. Any low-income earner in Timmins who got a rebate from the city last year on their water and sewer bill will get twice as much this year. They just have to apply by the end of this month. The average rebate of $50 will be bumped up to $100. There's a sliding scale based on the number of rooms in the home. In Moose Sports, a familiar face returns to the Timmins Rock lineup for tonight's game in Powassan. Gabby Keoki has played 102 NOJHL games and picked up 78 points. The Rock also plays tomorrow night in French River. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.